This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How dare you not work on MLK Day, white people? Come on now. As Biden would say, come on, man. That day is for black folks. I'm just messing with you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Official Black Man. And I worked on MLK Day. I refuse to mention it on that day because I think people think that it's mandatory I do that. Well, that was part of it. The other part of it is, I forgot. I know. It's hard to believe. Go ahead, Kevin. Turn in your black card now. I forgot. It's not just MLK Day. It's President's Day, too, right? I know it is President's Day. I don't think of it as MLK Day. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm already not looking forward to February. Because you know what February is. Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. Do these days, think about it. I'm going to ask you this question. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Do these days really mean anything? I'm saying, in the scheme of things, I know they do to us. Don't get it twisted. I'm saying, do they really mean anything to the other side? You think leftist America cares about honoring dead white men? Or Barack Obama as a former president? Or dead icons of any type? MLK, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman? If you had Harriet Tubman Day, do you think people would really care? I'm talking about the other side. I know you would. You'd get it. You'd know the historical reference. You'd be all about it. But do you think they care? Or do you think that they just like having a free day? Paid for by we, hard-working and hard-paying citizens of America. Taxpayers. I don't think they care. I think they've taken all the spirit out of the 4th of July. I think they've taken it out of Christmas. I think they've taken whatever, Easter. Doesn't matter. Free day. They look at Thanksgiving as, man, I hope it falls on a Thursday so I get Thursday and Friday off, you know, but things like that. I ain't gonna lie to you too, but not for the reasons that they think of it. I think of it as just because, you know, it's a good period to get wrap up a long weekend around something. But I still relish the day. Relish the day. I'm going Sade on you. Walking away. Don't even play. Do we have that song? When I do a song, listen, producers, when I do a song, I expect you to be reading my mind and have that song up and ready to go. That's Sade right there, man. That's smooth operator, right? What is it? What was the song? Her actual song? Cherish Today? Okay, Cherish Today. Walking away, don't want to play. And see, you got all kinds of things I could play around with that word, A. It isn't like I'm trying to rhyme with orange or purple. When it's A, like cherish the day, walking away, why don't you stay? Give me some pay, roll in the hay. You get what I'm saying? God, you can't find good help. You can't find good help, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you don't pay them, they don't want to be here. This is the year, speaking of my producers, sweat guys, this is the year I'm going to get you paid. What? You've been saying that for a decade. That is so true. You know what? I got to give it to them. I'm going to give a shout out to my boys. They have not gotten enough money to say grace over. And we come here and we do it. You know why we do this? Because one of these days, my children are going to make a lot of money. Somebody's going to listen to these shows and go, that dude was amazing. His insights were spot on. Look, I'm not going to spend it. Yeah, I'm not going to be, you know, buying a 150-foot mega yacht with what I make. I'm saying my time has come. But somebody, man, it may be when the Martians take over and then,
we are here to get Kevin Jackson's show. We have heard intergalactically it is amazing.
But my kids are going to be, yeah, you can negotiate with us, man. Oh, boy. So anyway, let's move on. We got a nation in turmoil, folks. And while I do not wish for bad things to happen to people, I don't. I will admit, I do get some joy when I see bad people suffer. When people do stupid things or bad things and they suffer. When you bring it on yourself. I'm not talking about you come upon it accidentally, you didn't have good tutelage, you know, people didn't tell you how to do it, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that you just shake your head and go, you do know that's stupid, right? Haven't we warned these idiot leftists enough? It's like dealing with crackheads, except, honestly, I really believe in my heart of hearts, we would have an easier time reasoning with crackheads than we do with leftists. And I know you're out there, you may be chuckling, but a lot of you are going, yep, you're right. Kevin, you are so right. You've heard me say this many times on this very program, that in no area of policy are Biden and the Democrats winning. No area, or I should say is, right? Yeah, that would have been the right verb there. No area is, no, I think it is are. Anyway, no English lesson needed. The Democrats and Joe Biden, Team Demento, have nothing to point at policy-wise that they can go, man, let's hang our hat on that one. I'm going to get into these vaccines in a bit. I'm also going to talk about Trump is a deal maker. Oh, and I do want to cover Trump's rally in Arizona a little bit because it has some implications. It really does. Anyway, Biden backed off of giving illegals reparations. Why? Because he would have been pilloried by black folks. He's already losing the black vote, so he would have been, what is this guy doing? He was going to give college away. Remember this? And he stopped. Why? Because he would interrupt the racket. Somebody went, if we give it away, man, we can't indoctrinate stupidity and get them to pay for it. And you know, all this stuff. So they went, oh, let's not give it away. His mandates got rejected by SCOTUS, the vax mandates, the death poke. And that the death poke led to Let's Go Brandon, which has led to his bad polling. And I could go on. And I shall in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've had this discussion many times about President Trump. And I find it frustrating that people are so, I don't want to say dogmatic, because that's not always the case. But the thing they bring up the most is, well, I don't like his style, I don't like his style. And I think that's just so, just such a stupid argument. I get it. There are styles of things, people that you don't like. I get it. But when his substance not worn out over style? I mean, it happens, but it shouldn't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I just think it's silly. If somebody's effective, I mean, unless they're just a flat-out jerk, and you know, which Trump isn't. I know this for a fact. So, if you don't happen to like his style, but he's effective, I mean, there's many circumstances where I know people have said, look, I don't really care. A good example that's put into pop culture, the soup Nazi. You don't like his style, but you love his product, right? And he's over the top. But you know what people do? You know what Seinfeld's pointing out? You're willing to go get the best soup in New York even if the soup Nazi is the one who's doing it, and you're willing to placate because it's effective. What he does well is better than anybody. Does that make it clear? So like it or not, folks, Trump makes or breaks candidates. Because people realize, man, this dude is, he's on the mark. And make no mistake about it, Trump intends to end the careers of these various rhinos, and specifically lame duck Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. So Trump had a rally in Florence, Arizona, about an hour outside of Phoenix. And he sent a message to Ducey. Rumors are that Doug Ducey, the weak rhino governor from Arizona, is being pushed by old crow Mitch McConnell to run for the U.S. Senate. He will never have my endorsement or the support of MAGA Nation. And with that statement, Ducey's chances to be a senator from Arizona ended. He didn't have a chance anyway, because the guy who is going to win the Senate from Arizona is a friend of mine, and I'm helping the campaign, Jim Lehman. And I've asked each of you to go to JimLehman, LAMON.com, and support him. Give him $5. This is a guy that's put $20 million of his own money into this campaign, and he is going to win. And he is the most principled guy I've ever run into politically. So if you want my endorsement, you got it. Anyway, a few people disagree with me on this about Trump. And I debated a buddy of mine who has his own radio show on the notion that the Republican Party should nominate Trump again. This is part of the discussion. And he was like, no, Trump's better off, Kevin, you know, working with these candidates and doing just what he's doing right here, where he's effectively torpedoed Ducey's career. And I said, that's the most lame brain thing I've ever. Trump can do both of those. Remember in 2018, Trump was running with people, and had the Democrats not cheated, he would have been the first sitting president in a long time to retain control of the House of Representatives. And when I think we kept the Senate at the time. But he would have done it. They cheated him. Anyway, my buddy and any of that ilk are wrong. It's utterly stupid to say Donald Trump isn't the best person to run the Republican Party. Now, you guys have heard me criticize him. I disagree with him on touting vaccinations. But on most other things that this guy's done, I agree with him. And for those still talking style, as I said earlier, shut the heck up. Enough about style. It's time we focus on effectiveness. Or as Fauci would say, the efficaciousness of Trump. People now see the difference between competent leadership, although bombastic at times, and the incompetent scumbuggery, is what I call it. Scumbaggery, is that what I think that's the word I made up today, of Joe Biden. See, the beauty of what happened with the big cheat, the coup, is that we get to see the dichotomy of competence versus incompetence, and it's glaring. It's glaring. I'm not one to care about the endorsements of political endorsements. People tell me, Kevin, we're endorsed by so-and-so, we're endorsed by this or that. I see these types of things all the time, and the candidates say, I'm endorsed by the firefighters. And I generally see this as, well, it probably is because you kowtow to the firefighters union to get an endorsement. So what's that going to mean for the little guy? It doesn't mean anything. It just means you made a deal. But when it comes to a Trump endorsement, it carries weight. Lots of weight. Candidates plot to get Trump's endorsement. Let me ask you this. Let's just do it this way. Do you think anybody is plotting, trying to figure out, how do I get Biden to endorse me, man? I mean, if I could just get Biden's endorsement, or if Kamala Harris will come down and run with me, man, woo, that'll be a game. That'll be a game changer. If I could just get Hillary or Bill Clinton, give me the endorsement that's going to kick any Democrat over the edge. Oh, you think Barack Obama will do it? Yeah, the guy that got 20 people to show up in Philadelphia with his megaphone during Joe Biden's theft of election. Nobody cares about baby black Jesus or his baby mama. In one case, I will say this, Trump endorsed a Senate candidate and then he took it back because the guy turned on him. I think the guy either supported the January 6th commission BS or voted to impeach him. One or the other, I don't remember the details. But, you know, Trump then went, you know, you're a turncoat, you're this or that. So here's what I would say to Trump. Pick good candidates to endorse. Don't be throwing that endorsement around willy-nilly. Make sure that good quality people have really, you know, you got the right folks. So, you know, Trump doesn't always knock it out of the park with a pro-endorsement. But here's what I can tell you. When Trump dogs you, as he did Doug Ducey, it is the kiss of death. Here's one that he sent out not too long ago by email. Great news. Another one bites the dust. Katko from upstate New York is gone. Trump was referring to the news of U.S. Representative John Katko's abrupt decision, this was last week, to retire from Congress at the end of one year. I mean, at the end of the year, sorry. As one article commented, the resignation, quote, sent shockwaves through the political world in central New York, changing the dynamic of the 2022 election. Well, the shockwaves of which they speak is Trump's ability to influence elections and the amount of money he's raising to do it. He's not letting that money go to the GOP. It's not going to the RNCC. It's not or the NRCC. It's not going to any of them. It's going to Trump. And he is the one saying, I'm going to do it. So Katko saw the writing on the wall after he voted to impeach President Trump, a career-limiting move, and said, I can't get reelected. You think Trump doesn't have clout?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of voting bills that would strip states of their rights when it comes to setting up their own rules and regulations and make things federalized are doomed to fail in the Senate. The bills are being debated on the Senate floor, but Democrats need 60 votes to end debate and proceed to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the right to vote is the wellspring of American democracy.
How will the members of this body expand and protect the most basic right, the right to vote, from forces right now in the 21st century conspiring to take it away?
Republicans on the Senate floor pointing out the fact that New York and Delaware, both Democratic-run states, have more restrictive voting measures than Georgia. President Biden set to hold his first news conference since March at the White House. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is sticking to a long-held position regarding the filibuster.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and the victims of former school doctor Robert Anderson. Over 1,000 survivors will share a $490 million fund. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know how much you're paying attention, but Donald Trump is... Wow, the man knows how to make a statement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. From the moment Donald Trump called the media fake news, he showcased his ability to brand. And Trump can still make or break anybody. 844-551-8255. I'm going to talk about in the next two segments Donald Trump and this rally he had in Arizona, but I want to put it into multiple contexts. I'm going to tell you how he shifted gears too, so hang with me. This is going to be something you really want to hear. Trump, post-coup, folks, post the big cheat, proves to be much more of a factor in politics and the Democrats would have ever imagined. If you're going to kill the man, metaphorically speaking, politically, then you better do a better job. Because right now, Trump is breaking the back of the Democratic Party. And if you really want to put it into context, he's not only breaking the backs of all the politicos. I mean, he's doing it for everybody. Not just Democrats. He's hurting Republicans too. And I don't mean it like he's hurting the party. He's hurting the establishment, all the politicos. On this very show, we've spoken of the congressmen who are not going to run this cycle. I think we're up to 25. Most of these congressmen decided not to run because at some point in their career, they went against Trump. And Trump, let it be known, you went against me, I'm going to primary you and get rid of you. And he's got a money-building machine that, is, believe it or not, is sucking funds from the GOP, putting it into his coffers, and then his PAC is going out and making and wheeling and dealing, making and breaking the winners and losers. Now, you know, we would normally say, well, who should be picking these winners and losers? Well, I tell you what, who better than a guy who got railroaded like him, who understands it. But think about this. From the former Trump administration victims of you're fired, the Scaramucci's and those types, the Omarosas, to the never-Trumpers, like Bill Kristol, Noah Goldberg, and the many others, almost all of them have fallen from grace, vanished to the hinterland of relative obscurity. Nobody's talking about them. Mitch Halpern, many others. What's to do with the bow tie? I forget his name, but there you go. There you go. I used to see that dude. He was revered to me. George Will. Thank you. George Will. What about Krautheimer? Remember, he was an idol of mine. I remember when I first met him in 2016, me and my older brother used to love the guy. He went against Trump. He died. I hadn't thought of Krautheimer since this moment, and it wasn't even in a good light. You know what I'm saying? Trump now returns full circle, folks, like he's done since he descended that escalator. He shows that he pays attention to detail. Trump tormented the media for their blatant lies and one-sided reporting, and we all watched it. We witnessed it. He brought to light what we already suspected. We felt in our guts. We had the, there was a resonance in our bones, and when something's not right about this media, they don't seem to be fair. And Trump said they're fake news. And though they participated in the coup that they likely thought would destroy Trump, they failed. And now he's back. So I'll talk more about that here in a bit. But let's talk about social media. Recall that part of the coup and the clipping of Trump's wings involved these Gestapos like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and others. How did Trump adjust? Cut him off at the knees. They cut him off. You know what he did? He got 37 million people to give them their email addresses. I'm one of them. They bombard the living daylights out of me. You know what most people do when they get as many emails as Trump would send you? They go, I'm going to opt out. I get letters all the time. Kevin, you're going to send me too many emails. We're going to opt out. And I go, well, thanks for telling me, but you could have just opted out. But see, it's silly. And I will tell you, the cloud of Trump, good for him, that people don't opt out. Because there are days where I go, man, come on, y'all are killing me. But he makes announcements and you go, wow. He's completely changing the way email works. In a recent trouncing of a few media pukes, Trump sent an email to his 37 million followers. 37 million. He communicates with more Americans than all the Democrats combined, and there is nothing the left can do about it. So what leftists thought they were going to limit Trump when they took him off of Twitter or Facebook or whatever? What they did was they actually put the dude on steroids. So he had this recent rally in Arizona. I'm going to come back to that too in the next segment. But I looked at the tweets. I'm just going to read a couple of these tweets. Trump calling out tech oligarch Zuckerberg's massive electioneering program in Democrat areas. Here's one. Kerry Lake. Thank you for fighting for us. Movement's unstoppable. Whatever. The Columbia Bugle. President Trump at the rally in Arizona. We're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's crooked political career once and for all. Joe Pags. Can't wait to watch the Trump rally. Love him or hate him, he'll be able to string thoughts together without coughing, apologizing, losing his place, nor saying he'll be in trouble for that. Night and day difference between him and the current office holder. Ryan Fournier. The size of the Trump rally tonight in Florence, Arizona is insane. The people miss President Trump. Greg Kelly, nothing like a great Trump rally on a Saturday night, and great to see so many blacks for Trump. President Trump's rally in Arizona is the largest gathering in America tonight, and it's not even close. That was Nick Adams. Trump, I'm a professional witch hunt beater, said somebody. Cambry, President Trump looks excellent tonight, laid back, no tie. When he's relaxed, he goes for the KO. I'm just giving you a few. And then, there were some of them that were so spot on. Here's one from Real America's Voice. We'll immediately begin our own investigations into what really happened on January the 6th. President Trump, they were taking pieces from his speech. Things that are red meat for Americans that are going, you know what, we've had enough of this crap from the left. These tweets cover about every issue that would be covered on Twitter, only better. It's Trump's messaging on steroids. Despite leftist social media mafia's attempt to stop this man, they amplified his message to the masses. And here's what's bad. The timing for the Democrats. the timing of giving this guy a bully pulpit. They couldn't shut him down. They made a martyr out of him without even killing him. I mean, Trump has said, no, you tried to kill me. No, you didn't make it. I'm still out here. I think they said it was 16,000 people in Arizona. Now you say, Kevin, you were there. Why didn't you go? I didn't go because I had a friend tell me, Kevin, it took us 3 hours to leave. There were so many cars. I don't know how many thousands. Maybe you guys can Google it. Somebody tell me. But it was thousands of people. I saw the videos. Nothing's changed. And every time this man says he's going to have a rally, the tickets are, I mean, it's through the roof. Through the roof. So what about the timing? A year after Biden, you have millions of Democrats who are now open for change they can really believe in. And as I say on this show and pretty much everywhere else, if you're a Democrat and you think things are going to improve between now and the remainder of this year, you are living on a hope and a prayer. There's a lot of reasons for it. One, Democrats and Joe Biden don't learn from their mistakes. That's not what 80-year-old buffoons do. Biden should have been put out to pasture years ago. So, as I talk about often, this is a desperation move for the Democrats. He's a placeholder that isn't even being a good placeholder. So, there you have it. But I want to go back to the media for just a second. Trump sent out a message, as I said, to 37 million people by email, and here's what the message said. Will Morning Joe be canceled? He and Micah's ratings are very low. They're having an extremely hard time finding an audience to listen to the fake news they spurn. Losing them would be very sad. Hope it doesn't happen. On another front, looks like Unjoy Reed, the racist commentator on MSNBC, is toast. Her stupidity is only surpassed by her absolute lack of television persona. She never had it, never will. The only thing she's good at is spewing racist hate, but obviously no one is listening. Now, honestly, I find it so refreshing that Trump deals in what some people believe is minutiae. Because, see, these two things that happen are far from minutiae. The media are in cahoots with criminal leftists, and Trump knows this, and he attacks them endlessly, reminding us each time the opportunity presents itself that he is killing the media. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
branded hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump coined the term fake news, and it has stuck. We were just talking about the media and this rally. I want to cover that. I covered it a lot in this hour. And I want to continue with that, and I'm going to circle back on something I said, and then I'm going to make a final point. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Morning show, lowest rated morning show on cable news. This is from TV Newser. This was reported on there. Last year, Morning Joe was ranked number 28 of all cable news shows in the demo. This January, it is number 47th. And in fourth place in the demo behind Fox and Friends, Newsday, and Morning Express, which means it's in last place. The numbers for Scarborough's show have fallen apart. On weekday morning, CNN's Newsday registered its highest ratings ever in January, posted its largest monthly share of cable news morning audience since 2009. The program also easily beat MSNBC's Morning Joe, topping Joe for the four straight months in total viewers, seven consecutive months among A25-54. Fox News, by the way, posted its lowest delivery since 2001. So Trump is not only getting Morning Joe, he's getting Fox too. Now, the only way that Morning Joe could remain on the air is if the hosts are anti-Trump. That's it. So in other words, Scarborough is probably on his way out. And what's funny, when you read the things they call him, conservative commentator. Now, Trump also tweeted about Joy Reid, or I shouldn't say tweeted, put out a message to his 37 million followers about Joy Reid. And then we find out this. This has happened about a couple weeks ago. Joy Reid will lose her 7 p.m. show in the next round of reshuffling in MSNBC. She does not have a show come mid-spring. The decision has been made. The only thing left is messaging on the move, which will be ratings. This is what a guy tweeted. And the guy who tweeted it was a former senior editor of Mediaite, a leftist news rag. So Trump was on top of everything. He sends out a message to two hosts to say, you anti-Trump hosts, guess what? You're nothing without me. Carnage. What do they have to talk about? If you're not going to talk about Joey Demento, if you're not going to criticize him, what's your audience looking for? Red meat about Trump? Two vehemently anti-Trump shows, folks, are going to bite the dust in 2022. And here's my warning to leftists. More will follow. But here's what's even more ironic. The new shows that are being proposed by MSNBC and other leftist networks will fail as well. I mentioned earlier, the social media giants and the media giants got in cahoots with the Democrats and other leftists in order to kill, metaphorically, Donald Trump. But Trump not only can defeat them by using email, what else has he got coming? You guys have heard me talk about it on the program. His social media network, that social media network is like dropping a nuclear bomb in the middle of the political establishment. So good riddance to Scarborough and Reid. Good riddance to NBC if they follow this course. Good riddance to CNN. Go for it. Because I'm telling you, this is only the beginning. Trump is probably the most major political force in politics. Forget Pelosi, Schumer, McCarthy, etc. McConnell. Forget them. Now, what's funny is one of my friends, and I talked about this before, he argued with me that Trump would be more influential staying where he is versus running again in 2024. And, of course, I vehemently disagree with this because why can't he have both? And to have both, Trump had to make a change. And he did that. I'm going to get to that in just a second because I want to remind you what I said in the second segment of this hour. Before Trump came to Arizona, he did something very ingenious. And he'll do this all around the country. He came in and he said, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is a rhino. He'll never get my endorsement. And McConnell is trying to get that guy to run. And I'm going to show you that not only will Ducey never be a senator from Arizona, I'm going to show you that Mitch McConnell doesn't run this party. That's what he was doing. That's the shot over the bow. Now, what was it going to take? People say, well, Kevin, Trump doesn't listen. He doesn't do this or that. Look, I'm not going to tell you that Trump has put the best people around him. Some argue, oh, Kevin, he brought Scaramucci and Omarosa and these people in because he knew what would happen. But whatever. You don't bring cancer. You don't introduce cancer to your body. You just don't. That would be like breathing in noxious fumes and saying, here, you have some too, Kevin. No, no, thank you. I'll go to the oxygen chamber. I'm not going to breathe in noxious fumes. So, what's happened? At the rally, there was a change in Donald Trump. See, Trump constantly brags about bringing these vaccines to market. We've talked about it. And I told you, it's a huge mistake. When Biden and other members of Team Demento wanted to take credit for the vaccines, Donald Trump should have obliged. It's time for him to walk it back, but he didn't. And I'm going to tell you, that's been my biggest area of consternation with him. Now, he might have been right to go ahead and maintain it a little bit if you want to look at the iterations and of the Wu flu and the various variants. Because he could say, well, I only did it to combat the first one. You get what I'm saying? But he continues, no, no, my vaccines, my back, they're no longer his. And he had an opportunity to say, nope, I responded to get to the first one, to thwart the Chinese with this bioweapon. And that would have been it. He would have been clean, but he didn't, because his ego wouldn't let him do it. Despite all the evidences against vaccines, Trump persisted. But then something happened. He suddenly decided to listen. Now, I would love to take credit for the change, but I haven't been around Trump, and I don't think he's listening to the program. He still surrounds himself with sycophants and suck-ups who tell him what they want him to hear and sometimes what I think he wants to hear. But in this rally, at this rally in Arizona, I'm telling you, he listened. Here's what a group reported. President Donald Trump gave a powerful speech to an energized, massive crowd in Florence, Arizona. As the Trump rallies return ahead of the red wave coming in November of this year to reclaim the republic from the illegitimate Biden presidency. However, there was one glaring difference in Trump's speech. He didn't push the vaccines. Instead, the former POTUS reminded the crowd of his successful push for effective therapeutics against the CCP virus and the primacy of natural immunity in children. It's not just natural immunity in children. It's natural immunity in everybody who's gotten it. Now, for those of you who wonder if Trump can switch gears or if he pays attention, I want you to remember what happened when he touted vaccines at the previous rally. He got booed. Then, afterwards, he stayed his ground. He did a typical Trumpian thing. Nope, you're not going to get me off of it. So he does an interview with Candace Owens where he still recommended people get vaxxed. And Trump caught pure hell. So suddenly, he's got another big rally post that carnage he brought on himself. And he's finally come to the conclusion he better keep his mouth shut. He erred in his position, and he has Fauci the fraud as a fall guy. I hope somebody's actually telling him this. Fauci the fraud worked with the vax Nazis and other eugenicists, and they intentionally bamboozled Trump. That's what the data is. Trump could easily go, look, I'm getting wrong data from Fauci the fraud. I'm thinking everything's cool. Americans, I should say, and the world didn't get any vaccines. We got experimental gene therapy that would be against the law if we didn't have the administration we currently have. Now, for the record, I guarantee you, Donald Trump wants no part of what we now know about these death pokes. And if he's smart, he will do what I just told you to do. He should do. Then he should go after and say, this government intentionally kept Americans from knowing the real data. They kept it from me. But now we know the truth. And that's why we refuse this nonsense. So he's waking. Good for him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.